Thank you, Vedananda ji, for that wonderful, interesting introduction and welcome. It's a unique experience for somebody like me who came to this country 4 years back to see such a huge number of Vedantins. By Vedantins, I mean seekers of truth in any religious tradition, whatever it may be. So this year, we selected this topic, Universal Spiritual Humanism, a Necessary Paradigm for Our Times. So my responsibility now is to speak a few words by way of introduction to this topic. You know, we all are familiar with humanism. And we are all familiar with the term spirituality and also universalism. But spiritual humanism, spiritual universal humanism may not be so very well known. It seems to me that the first great philosopher and spiritual teacher who coined this expression in modern times was Swami Vivekananda. And for that, we are all directly indebted to this unique socio-economic political experiment called the United States of America, because it was this country that for the first time brought on the same platform representatives of different religious traditions, almost all existing religious traditions on a single platform, and held a kind of interreligious dialogue, which is part of the 400th anniversary of Columbus' discovery of the United States. It's part of the Columbian Exposition in 1893, where Swamiji defined religion as nothing less or more than spirituality. Everything else has a place in religion, but the essence of religion goes beyond the external rituals, mythology, dogmas, and doctrines. It is the realization of the presence of the Lord within our hearts and the realization of the same Lord everywhere. So he defined religion in its purest form as universal spiritual humanism. And once we realize this truth, as we experience the presence of the divine within us, we feel a great joy, a great sense of fulfillment and blissfulness within at the subjective level. And that completely transforms the way we look at life, look at ourselves, and also the way we interact with other fellow human beings, not only fellow human beings, but the whole creation. We become more compassionate, more tolerant, more understanding, and more broad-minded. So this is the essence of universal spiritual humanism. All religious traditions contain this idea. Maybe this is the right time when God is getting a very bad name, and also religion, unfortunately, that we had to focus on this particular thing more and more. So I would make a request. You know, we will have an interaction with the audience, which Swami Vedananda ji referred to. So during that interaction, please ask more and more questions on this central theme. I mean, the universal spiritual humanistic idea present in all traditions. So with these words, I will conclude my introduction to this topic. So to begin with, I respectfully invite Professor Mike Nagler to give his presentation, Gandhi as Spiritual Force, Rediscovering the Eternal. Thank you. Namaskar, Professor Nagler.